Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Sunday, it was a big day. It was the 2020 Mac attack. And we had restaurants competing across all of Western New York for the Golden Noodle, best mac and cheese in all of Buffalo. But there's only one winner. And we welcome to the show Will Smith from Griffin Gastropub. How you doing?
Very good. Good morning. How are you?
Congratulations.
I can't believe three-peat. Congratulations. You are culinary director. How many kitchens, restaurants do you oversee, Will?
Currently four. We're in the process of working on a new project, a brewery, and a mobile kitchen for catering. So a couple new exciting things coming, but currently four.
Let's talk about, Will, how was it that you were able to do a three-peat with this golden noodle thing? What are you guys doing? What are you putting in the mac and cheese that is all of the people testing it saying this is the best?
Well, lots of cheese. So every four gallons of sauce had 21 pounds of cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
And I think that's definitely the secret. And, you know, just the extra thought, I think, is what kind of puts us over the top.
So the pizza log thing, how did you put the pizza log stuff?
Jan, it's original pizza log.
Oh, for the original pizza log thing, how did you get the pizza logs into the mac and cheese? Did you just have like a musher? Like what was the technical side of this, Will?
No, there was actually no pizza logs damaged during the production of the mac and cheese. We took all the components that you would find in the original pizza log and
yep.
Made the actual dish with just a thought. So the caponel pasta was cooked in tomato puree and water to kind of add a little depth. My goal was just to have like a hint of tomato in the actual noodles.
Nice.
The cheese sauce was made with Yancey's pepperoni cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Manchego cheese, triple X cheddar, and a couple other secret cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
We dusted it with a smoked tomato powder to also bring a little depth, a little more tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Then we garnished it with fried egg roll wrappers that we crumbled, crispy julienne margarita pepperoni,
yes,
and Vertical Fresh Farms micro basil greens, just to really make
Your presentation was spot on.
Thank you.
The tomato dust, what is that called?
It's a smoked tomato powder. So it's a dry, dehydrated smoked tomato. And it's really unique. It tastes like smoked Campbell's tomato soup, basically.
Where do you, can you buy that at the grocery store? Is that something like, or do you have to order at a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a special order. It usually takes about 4 or 5 days for us to get it. We use it in one of our appetizers at the Griffin House in Lewiston. We use it on our stuffed banana pepper dip, which is served in a bread bowl.
Yum. Yeah, I support that.
Fully. I'm glad you brought up the one that's near me, the Lewiston one. It's not a gastropub. Yeah. It's the Griffin House. What's the difference? What should I note?
I would say the food's a little different and the environment, too. It's more cozy, less gastropub-y, less bar and grill kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say high end. I wouldn't say it's higher end. It's just where we get to play a little more because the volume's not quite as crazy as Niagara Falls, Clarence, or East Aurora. So we just get to have a little more fun, test things out there, and then if it works, we send it around and see what happens.
Oh, I'm a test monkey. I love it.
Okay. We are on the phone with the three-peat winner of the Mac Attack, and it's Griffin Gastropub. Will, how do you know when somebody likes your mac and cheese? Like, when you were at the Mac Attack on Sunday, what, like, would they make a noise first?
Yeah,
or
is it,
a face
is there
first?
A facial
would it be a head
expression?
Shake?
How do you know?
What was going on?
They were coming back with their containers and asking us to fill them before they went home. So that's kind of when we started getting the hint when we had droves of people coming back. And we went through a lot of practice here, a lot. So that's kind of how we knew that we were doing pretty good this time.
I don't know what we do with you. You've won 3 years in a row. Do we make you, do we put you into the Mac and Cheese Hall of Fame and have you step aside to let somebody else win?
Please, what do they do with the NFL when someone keeps winning?
They just call you the GOAT.
Right. Well, I guess we'll call you the GOAT for now and we'll see what happens. But congratulations. You guys work hard and, you know, the restaurant business in Western New York is not an easy one. And, you know, staying true to the customers of Western New York, that's pretty cool. And thank you for being part of this. We appreciate it.
Will, I have one final question.
Absolutely. Sure.
You have a notable name, Will Smith.
Yes.
How often does someone say something or bring it up that you share it with a famous actor?
More often now that Ken Shibata put my name on the menu, and it says not that Will Smith. But
that's awesome.
Definitely more frequently lately. But as a kid, it was always a thing. So.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Do you know how to do the dance? Yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
Not nearly as good. No.
All right, work on it, Jeff.
Nice to talk to you. Congratulations to
you
and
so
everybody
much.
That was part of Griffin Gastropub's win at the Mac Attack.
Thank you for having us. It was great.
Nice to talk to you. So Griffin Gastropub, if you want to taste the best mac and cheese in Buffalo, it's Griffin Gastropub.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.